You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We have a very important mitzvah that is brought in the portion of spies. And this mitzvah is a very powerful and beneficial mitzvah that is very much suggested that it should be practiced in a house. And most houses, they practice it every week or every month or before Chagim. It's called Hafrashat Chala. And this is one of the 24 gifts that is given to Kohanim that soon we'll see that they're going to receive it.
Amen.
So now, we just, as a reminder, so you will not forget, so we practice this as just a sample. So now, one question that is brought, what's the question? Right, exactly. Yeah, why this mitzvah is placed in Parashat Meragelim? Yeah, that's one of the questions. It could be anywhere, or maybe more suitable. Why it mentions in this chapter of the Torah? You have any ideas? Not that you asked the question.
Right?
There are many things that is related to land. Shemitah, Maaser, Terumah. Yeah. What's the connection? That's a good guess, but what's the connection with eating bread and Lashon Hara?
It comes from the ground.
Okay. And Lashon Hara also comes from the ground?
Was for the ground.
I'm sorry?
Was for the ground.
Lashon was for the ground. Okay. And then? And then, how about Ola? Ola is not from the land. Maaser is not from the land. Kilayim, two types of, you know, different type of trees. It's not from the land. Yeah, I understand. It's a good insight. But there are many other type of halachas that we have. Shemitah. So now, as you're familiar with this mitzvah, you know how it takes place, you know how they do it,
yeah.
What do they do?
They take part of the
dough. No, what is it involved? What do you need for this mitzvah?
Ten process.
What do you need for this mitzvah?
Flour.
Chazek Baruch.
Of course. Water, flour.
Oh, you need flour.
And water.
And water. And then what happens?
Salt, little bit.
Well, that's optional, you know. So you need... So you need flour. And then you need water. And then what do you do?
You mix it together.
Ah, beautiful. And then what happens when you mix it? No, what happens? No, I'm not asking what you're going to do. What happens when you mix? You follow the questions. Sorry? No. I say it in English one more time. What happens when you mix water with flour?
The water sticks
to
the flour.
Ay, ay, ay.
It becomes a stick.
Baba Jim becomes dough. It's Java. You mix water with flour, it becomes? What do you become?
Dough.
That's it. That's it.
Okay,
so now, what's the difference between flour and a dough? No, we're not celebrating Pesach. I'm just asking you what's the difference between flour and a dough? I'm sorry? What is
it's not mixed.
Dough is together. Flour is scattered. Wow. Chazek Baruch. It's beautiful. Beautiful. So now here, why this mitzvah has been placed in such a subject, because what the Meragelim did, actually, they created flour. You know, you blow out the flour, what happens? Yeah, scattered, flies away. So that's what they did to Am Yisrael. So now Ribono Shel Olam comes and says, you have to learn to be dough. How do you make dough? You have to add water. What water resembles? And where the water comes? So that means the water comes from the height, it comes to the lowest point. That means the water is
humble.
Beautiful. So that means to create unity, you need the attitude that is
humble.
You like the inside? Yeah. So now here we learn that the reason that Ribono Shel Olam placed this mitzvah in such a chapter, because actually that's what the disaster came all about. Why? Because we were scattered by 10 people. 10 people destroyed Am Yisrael. You know what it is? 10 single individual that brought disaster for 5 million people. 5 million people, they became disturbed. So now, there's a process that we skipped. So now, before you mix the flour with the water, there's a process that we need to be done. What is that process? You have to do alag.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You have to sift the
flour.
There's a process, and there's a therapy. It's called hakshir therapy. You heard about it? You know what hakshir is? It is an herb that is very much suggested, at least you take it once a week, once a month. It neutralizes your system, especially your liver. It's a very good thing. And how you prepare it, you know how you prepare the hakshir?
Yes.
What do?
You put the water, and then you put it little by little, you mix it, the actual one goes down, the one is not going to stand at
all. Beautiful. So now, the good part, it sinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes in the bottom of the glass. And then the residue, whatever that is not clean, comes to the top. So this is called hakshir therapy. And also, it actually the same process that we do with the flour. So now, just imagine you sift the flour, right? So now, what stays on the top? The part that you want or you don't want, you know what? The good part comes
down
on the bottom. So now, just let's say you have an interview with the staff that stayed in the sift. How do they feel?
Terrible.
Great, because they are
on the top.
They're so happy. Wow, look at this. We stayed on the top. You know, everything went on the bottom. And then what happens a few minutes later?
In the garbage.
Everything goes in the garbage. Everything.
So the guy
wants to stay
on the top.
So now here, the lesson is that many times in life, we feel, you know, we didn't say the truth. You know, we were not honest, we're not loyal. And then we got away with it. And then we see all of a sudden, everything went to the trash. Because you should not forget, only good things stays on the bottom. If you stay on the top, and you're not supposed to, You should not have any doubt that in a very, very short moment, there is no sign of you remained anymore. Because only the good things, they go on the bottom. You only drink the chakshir that is the bottom of the glass, not on the top. And that's what the beautiful message of this mitzvah is. That we have to know, to get ahead, you have to go according to Yashrut, is called. But if you want to get ahead in a crooked way and stay on the top, you should not have any doubt that the outcome is going to be with other trash. And that's what is a beautiful, beautiful point, that in many aspects of life, you know, we want to get our way, you know, you argue, you become stubborn, you know, your gaba doesn't let you. But this is a very, very serious warning that in such a circumstances, Chas v'Shalom, you're nothing but a loser. Mm-hmm. Exactly the sifting process, that's what he's teaching us. Whether that sticks on the top, you have to throw it in the trash. But whatever that goes on the bottom, that's what you make a challah, and that's what you give it to the Kohen. And that's what you have to always have in mind. To stay good, that means, Chas v'Shalom, you're not going to step on anybody's foot. And that's what exactly this month is all about. The Hashem Yizakenu, that Chas v'Shalom will not stay in the sift. Amen. To be on the bottom, b'zad Hashem, happy, b'zad Hashem, and nachat, and Yeshua, the Kol Am Yisrael, Amen, Ki Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.